we sold our souls so you could get this discounted heavies. Wait, what? Turkey's not the only thing getting shredded this year. Oh, that's weird. Stuff yourself with 25% off. Oh my goodness, no. The heaviest sale of the year for the best headphones and earbuds designed for heavy music is Black Friday at Heavies. Headphones, earbuds, band shells, and more. Don't miss out on giving the best gifts for your metalheads and upgrading your own audio gear. Use the code SHRED for 25% off everything Heavies related at Heavies.com this Black Friday.
Welcome back to the podcast that rocked, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, awful AI, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
There is an unfortunate theme today. I don't know how else to break it down for you. It's going to get brutal, but it will affect every heavy music, soft music, indie, death metal. Everything you love is going to be affected. Hope you're all doing well. I'm trying to break this down as quickly as I can so we can jump into it because there's so much. If we hit 50 likes for all the Steves in the chat, we will have at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. If you give a super chat of $10 or more, you'll get your own permanent festival today. We already have one of those super chats. Thank you, Ellie. We'll get to all super chats today. And also, thank you so much for renewing your channel memberships. If you renew your channel memberships today, you get the new Regretting the Past video. It's available right now. It's a big mess of a video. I hope you love it. I didn't. Sucks, 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 but you'll love it anyway. All right. This is Skynet week for music. For music, yes. For the music side of things, yes. This is Skynet week when it starts. So we have a lot of stories to cover, some hilarious, some unfortunate, and then we have this one, which is regarding our main story. I am going to share my screen with my friends here. While I'm doing that, is there anything we need to cover, like, podcast-wise before we jump right into this? Because it is a big pool that we have to dive into.
I don't think so.
I'm either
good. Yeah,
okay, here we go. Sharing my screen. Every now and then we'll have a week like this. We have to go to the business side of things, and it's not necessarily fun, but it is important. I don't know how we're going to advertise this week's, like, ooh, check out our heavy music podcast, and it's the business side of things, but there's no way we cannot talk about this because this will affect everybody. For the titular stuff that we're talking about right now, there was a big fatty lawsuit going on, class action between Warner Music, WMG, which owns a lot of labels and bands and artists, and Suno, which owned a lot of rights and were allowing their artists to be used for remixing and AI usage and claiming artists and articles and things like that. Well, as of this week, we found out that lawsuit was settled. Well, you think, well, that's good, right? No. So before we get to the real discussion, I want to make one big recommendation. What you see on screen right now is top music attorney. Her name is Miss Crystal. She's also a musician and artist, but she is an IRL, a lawyer. She works with copyright. She was one of the ones helping this class action lawsuit against Suno for artists, so that way AI could not take these people's songs they had no control over, like other people using, and making sure they get everything. Months she's been in charge, like helping with this. And flush down the toilet. So she's got to start a new direction now. I will link in the description two videos, including one live that she went today, spending 3 hours talking about this. She also made an appearance on the Needle Drops channel, Anthony Fantano's main channel, discussing this nightmare. Yes, it's that bad. So if you're wondering why you see a picture of one Chris Martin of Coldplay, they're a Warner Media Group. They have band. They have big names. What this lawsuit essentially means, and I apologize for kind of like talking over Alex and Rowan, I'm going to go through this point for point. Warner Music Group has signed a licensing deal with AI music generator Suno, resolving a copyright infringement lawsuit it filed against the startup last year. Suno has been doing this for a while, denying that AI was stealing music and copyrights for their artists and other people's artists. This settlement pretty much said, Suno said, yeah, we did it, but this settlement will absolve us going forward and we can do whatever we want now. So for everyone listening, the face Alex is making is bitter disgust, and Rowan's is, oh.
Yep.
So.
Bitter disgust.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. It gets so much worse. If only that was the worst part. The agreement makes Warner, home to artists like Coldplay, Charlie XCX, and Ed Sheeran, the first major label to formally partner with Suno. Partnering with Suno. This is the grubby, dirty businessman hands shaking under the table and going tee-hee-hee while the artists are going to get screwed over long term. Under the deal, Suno users, people that are signing up with Suno to like AI to make remixes, to make AI generative stuff out of music, can now just sign up and using text prompts, like in a key command and command prompt, can include the voices, names, and likenesses of Warner artists who choose to opt in. That's the big thing. A lot of people that are already with Suno, they're done. They can just go said, make Chris Martin sing The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang with a more Cockney accent. Well, that's my song now because I made AI make it. Get it?
Nope.
I hate this in every conceivable way.
Oh, just wait, buddy. I'm not close to done.
Oh, great. There's more.
Okay. Both of you, please keep an eye on chat while I'm reading this, because if they bring up any points, feel free to stop me and read them, because there's so much. Warner CEO Robert Kyncl, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I don't care enough to pronounce his name, because if he's part of this, I know he doesn't deserve pronunciation. Frames the partnership as a model for artist-friendly AI, stressing that licensed use of music can go protect rights and open new revenue and fan experience opportunities. First of all, that last part is crap. That's just a nice way to say you're including fans in all this. Two, they wanted to make this deal so that way anytime a Suno artist or a Warner Music Group artist is used in AI generative remixing, we'll use that term remixing for remixing samples and clips, that it'll always be generative, it'll be tagged, that way the artist can get their fair cut. Now, if I'm using a little tiny sample of a Coldplay song, I mean a second, 1 second, and I apply that to my track, how much do you think Coldplay is going to get from that cut? And they have the bigger cuts of their music too. They're not some small band. Fractional.
I'm going to guess it's like Spotify.
Yeah,
or
it's pretty much glorified Spotify. And we'll get to Spotify in a minute because they're tied into a lot of this going forward as well. Not in the same agreements, but definitely in the same lane and venture. As part of the changes, Suno will roll out new, more advanced licensed AI models next year and phase out its current systems. Downloading AI-generated tracks. This is where it's going to get really bonkers for a lot of things going forward. Downloading AI-generated tracks will become more restricted. Only paying subscribers will be allowed to download the creations through Suno, with extra charges and limits on the number of downloads. So what that means, I can go to Suno's website or Suno software, Suno program with all the artists tied to it, remix stuff all day, but I can only download if I pay for their subscription. Here's the thing. And this is where Spotify is going to come into that argument as well. Say I remix the song myself and I'm paying for a Suno subscription. I download it. I made that myself. No other DMCA takedown or bots like on YouTube can claim it because it's a new creation with Frankenstein to other parts of Coldplay and Charlie XCX and a big mashup. Why just put that on my own YouTube channel and monetize it? Why can't I? And that'll just take YouTube's money. So that's where it's at right now. The thing is, though, you're taking two artists' work, jamming it together, putting it online. I didn't make the music. I programmed the AI to make it for me. And now I'm going to make money off it.
Gross.
So that's where that is. And I'm not making, this is by no way a knock on DJs, like streaming DJs on Twitch and stuff. They're actually going in and mapping beats and making rhythms themselves. They're doing the gritty work. This is
way say, different.
Like, way different. This is a text prompt going, make these two songs into one and make it sound good and upbeat and poppy. Enter. Wait a couple seconds. There's my new music.
Yeah.
So one goal of these new models and download rules to the curb the flood of AI-generated tracks from Suno that have been overwhelming music streaming platforms, and that's been a big problem over the past, year. I want to say one solid year. I'm not talking about parody junk too, like, make SpongeBob sing Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. I'm not talking about parody stuff like that. You know, I'm talking about, like, real parody stuff. One of the biggest ones last year, people were stripping away Emily from Linkin Park's new parts, like the new songs on the new Linkin Park album, and having AI Chester sing them.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen those too. Those were those were just creepy.
Yeah, it was off-putting to say the least, and they did the full album with that.
Yeah.
Major labels, including Warner, Universal, and Sony. Those three names, I'm not kidding, own tens of thousands of licensed names, artists, and bands that you are more than likely have in your home right now. Like, so many big names. Those three had previously sued Suno and Udio, another AI platform, accusing them of using vast amounts of copyrighted music without permission to train their AI models. That's what's nuts to me. And Warner just goes, all's forgiven. We'll make money together now. What are you doing? No. So, yeah, the lawsuits are still going against Suno from Universal and Sony. When Universal is looking like the good guy, holy crap, what have you done? That's just
well,
me.
If they're already in bed with Warner, it's a matter of time.
Warner and Universal, they have worked together before too. Sony, you just hold out strength, buddy.
While Warner's just going to be like, Warner's just going to be like the shady friend who just puts their arm around Universal and be like, buddy. They're not that bad. Trust me. You can trust me. I vouch for them. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Pretty much. Scummy friend.
Tell you what. The first month's free. You want to try it free, don't you? Yeah. As a side.
This feels icky.
You want to just make some money? Oh,
it gets worse.
Doesn't that sound great? Just making a crap ton of money?
Guys, save your...
no cost to yourself?
Guys, save your disgust and your shady comments for a little bit later. I promise it's going to get worse.
Don't worry. I've got plenty left for you.
You both have plenty of cringe to share later.
Yeah, it's like Sauron in Saruman. True.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Please hit the like button, by the way. We're trying to get up there. Yeah, I just saw cringe AF. It's like Sauron and Saruman. Yes. Lord of the Rings references will always be appreciated. Let me pull up chat this way. Let me see if I can do it this way. Hopefully this won't mess it up. Got my notes separate. There we go. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Please hit the like button. Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, no, wait. It's not Sauron and Saruman. This is like Warner would be like Grima Wormtongue to King Theoden, who is like Universal. It's the like king, when he's like old and old, decrepit in the chair.
Two
it's
towers, like, everybody.
Welcome, my lord.
Yes. As a side,
there's more.
As a side element of the deal, Suno has acquired Songkick, the live music and concert discovery platform from Warner for an undisclosed amount. So Suno's being rewarded. So if you ever use Songkick, now it's going to be integrated with a whole lot of AI going forward. So a lot of this is stemmed from the UK and US. We don't know. And Suno has a lot in Canada. We don't know how this will affect worldwide. Again, this is only for Warner, but that is so many artists and bands. So why does this affect everyone for us? Why would this matter? Well, now we get to the Spotify discussion. See, Spotify knew about all this. It looks like they were talking with Warner and Suno. They were like the third party in the room taking notes, waiting to jump at the right moment. Spotify has been going through some changes and people have known about it. That's why so many bands and artists have been jumping off Spotify. The terms of service are now guaranteed going forward that you will allow your music to be remixed on Spotify. So if you upload your music to Spotify or your label does, you are agreeing that premium users can remix their music, your music, however they want, and can download it if they pay for the premium subscription.
Oh, that's amazing. Because my band is releasing an EP early next year. That's awesome.
Well, Alex and I are going to remix it into the glorious AI generated monstrosity.
Hey, I would never. Great. I will buy a CD from you, Rowan, unlike Luke over here.
I'll be the bad cop on this one. I'll be the guy just to prove a point. So,
actually, what you could do is make like a slow reverb version and then just start posting it over and over on TikTok. We'll make it a soundbite. It'll blow up and maybe we'll just be like Sleep Token or something. That's the goal right there.
Yeah.
That's where the money is.
This is from the BBC a couple weeks ago and the updated information, but this is the best article to say what's going on and how it ties to right now. The firm said it wanted to make AI tools which put artists and songwriters first, meaning that when, say, I, who have a premium, I don't have premium Spotify, please don't take that out of context. I jumped off Spotify over a year ago. If I have a premium Spotify account, I want to remix a Metallica song with an AC/DC song, I could remix it on the app, download it for myself. Well, you're saying, well, you can only listen through it through a Spotify player then, so what's the matter? No, I don't have to. I download it myself on a file, I play it through Spotify, and then I use one of 1,000 audio recorders on my computer or phone to record what I'm playing, and then I upload that, and I'll make money off it. No one else has it, so it's mine.
No, seriously, this is just going to be like, you're just going to have like a completely unregulated market. I feel like this is just going to do, not even just from a creative standpoint or an artistic standpoint. I feel like this is just going to have like crazy economic like effects too.
I think so. And the people will say, well, that way, like the Metallica AC/DC example I just gave, well, they'll get their cut if you remix it and download it, it'll be tracked. Yeah, for when I remix it and download it that one time. But if I record it and upload it somewhere else and there's no DMCA bot that has that track, I can rake it in. And the poor Metallica and AC/DC won't get a penny. And like you're saying, they don't need money. The small bands will. Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
No, you're fine. It's all very valid, everything we're saying. This is completely uncharted territory. When we have all of this AI, we've been talking about it for years, coming into the music world. Now it's here, and they're welcoming it. This is a wild, wild revelation in this entire game.
Yes. Like,
we have no idea what's going to come from this, and I think it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be catastrophic going forward. I want to make sure everyone's aware of this now. Both Miss Crystal and other websites and platforms have already said this as well. Spotify is going to be restructuring their tiers. All tiers will be going up in price. So if you've ever been looking for another reason to jump ship from Spotify to another streaming platform, now. Do not wait. Black Friday is coming. If you're in some of the major countries in the world that do the Black Friday stuff, they will have sales, like a 6-month trial of Tidal or something like that. Do it now. That's all you got to do. There's no other way to say this. This is going to end up making Warner and Suno and whoever else will be involved in the future. They're going to keep making the same amounts of money. Spotify will make more money. And the artists are going to get less than the 0.003 cents per stream. It's less than that, too. I don't remember the exact fraction.
Yeah, no, honestly,
they're going to make less than
your
that
point.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, to your point, like they already get so little from someone just listening to their actual song. What are they going to do when it comes to like, oh, yeah, we used an element of you in a song, but we're going to treat that as like its own separate creative like thing. That's someone else's IP. Yeah.
This is going to, I wonder, it's got to, and I cannot pretend, none of us can pretend to know all of the legalese and the ins and outs and what this actually means.
I genuinely believe that this is going to devalue just like any payout anyone gets, really. Because like,
I absolutely agree with you, but I'm curious how it's going to work for sampling from here on out, because tons of bands sample other bands already. We've had that for years. Okay. Some of our favorite songs have little samples from bands from the 70s and 50s. What's that going to look like now under this weird new model?
I know. Yeah, that's the weird thing. But to Luke's point earlier, at least when people do sample or do these mashups, they're at least making an effort. They're like they're changing the BPM, or they're just taking like specific like things that match like time wise. You know,
there is still some skill
in that when you're using AI for like literally everything.
And that's my worry, is these AI artists not. Artists are going to claim something. Oh no, I just sampled that. What are you talking? I just sampled it. Ooh. That's what I'm worried about.
There's going to be at a new coffee shop with a guy with an acoustic guitar. Go ahead. Sorry, I cut off. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like this is going to oversaturate the market, because now the barrier of entry is just going to be insanely low for anybody who wants to like make some money from music. I mean, again, at least with a DJ or a sampler, you need some skill with that. But now it's like, oh yeah, I don't have a single musical bone in my body, but AI can just do whatever I want for me.
That is correct. Yes. My joke was, at your local coffee shop, instead of a guy with an acoustic guitar trying to schmooze to women talking about being a musician, I'm an AI musician. Boop. Mm-hmm. And it just plays something.
I'm just going to throw my hot coffee at that guy.
And that guy could have a bajillion hits on Spotify and YouTube. A bajillion. And he's like, yeah, I made that.
Okay. Do you guys know who Glorb is? The artist? Have you guys heard of Glorb?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So This is going to sound super stupid, and especially because me and my friends are actually fans of him. Glorb is a musical artist who makes trap-style songs with SpongeBob characters, and he uses AI to help with the voices. But
it's comedy, though, right?
It's comedy, yeah, but it's like he still does all the lyrics, all the music. Those are all original, and he still sings. He just puts his vocals through an AI filter just to help with the voice, just so it sounds like, oh yeah, this is Mr. Krabs or this is Plankton or whoever else. You know, there's still some artistic merit to it.
Yeah, and like when I talk about Twitch streamers, like I've been following a DJ for years, Kneebeats. Whenever she does her own original creations that she'll put on YouTube as well, like offline, she attributes what bands and artists she uses, all the different versions. They're renamed. You can tell it's an original creation of her sitting down and working out and mapping the beats together. She's not using an AI prompt on a window on her phone and saying, make this song 3.5 minutes now, click, you know? And that's what's going to happen going forward, and no one could stop it. My argument is not on the Warner Sony side. It's more on the, well, I can just download it once, record it on another recorder, and then upload it, and it's mine. How are they going to stop or track it? They can't.
No, they can't. I don't know. No, that's what I'm trying to make, too. The point I'm trying to make is that, like, I feel like some people are going to try and defend this where it's just like, oh, but people use mashups or samples of other people's like songs all the time for their remixes or whatever. How's this any different? It's like when you do that, like beforehand, you still need some skill to do that. Yeah. And there's still some actual like production involved. It's not just all, oh, yeah, I'm just going to tell a computer what I want. And it's just going to spit it out for me.
So
I don't, yeah, that's where this is disgusting, because it's not, this is not art. It's I said blah 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 and I made it do the thing for me. And, and I'm sure you have more points to make, Luke, but
I might piggyback. There's one other point I wanted to make. A year from now, say November 26, 2026, we hear artists come out all through 2026, brand new ones. We're gonna have to do the same thing that boomers do when they look at images on Facebook. Is that real or AI? I can't tell. We'll have to start doing that now for a lot of new artists and bands.
Yeah, no, it's like, I'm going to have to talk to my bandmates. We're going to have to find some way to validate to our fan base. It's like, yeah, we're real. Yeah. We're not a bunch of AI generated images. What's that one band we talk about?
And that's exactly what an AI bot would say.
Yeah, they look like 70s dudes.
Yes, I do remember that too. And also someone in chat said, yeah, it doesn't help that a music label signed an AI artist recently. Yep. I don't remember the label, but I do remember that.
I have to tell you guys about what I learned today. I was reading this crazy long article. The number one song on the viral 50 chart global right now on Spotify an AI artist.
I believe it.
Kirk song?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, and that sucks, but I do understand, because people are playing that to check out how awful it is.
Memes. Yes.
Memes.
I've been reading like up on this. So this artist is what I was getting at, not the song. So this artist, this AI generator guy, the song itself, AI generated, of course, this artist has released 280 songs since December of 2024.
I believe it.
This person just keeps spitting out a bunch of AI crap. That's the kind of stuff that we're going to see topping viral 50 global charts on Spotify. That's so gross.
And also, why would Warner look at that and go, whoa, if we sign this, our artist is, it's, he's our artist then, and we get a cut of that. Who cares if it's AI?
I think they're trying to market to like the people who start using music for memes or something, or just start marketing meme songs in general, which, again, it's just like when you're trying to like do all this just to find some way to justify it, or maybe just streamline it so you directly make more money. Mm-hmm. It's like, again, it's just like it feels like the media industry as a whole is just becoming more and more soulless. And that honestly sucks for, I think, all of us.
Yes.
Honestly, 100%. And that's like the plight of unregulated greed is what I'm going to call it.
A good term for it. Yes. Well, who's going to stop them? Pseudo was the ones getting sued. They're getting rewarded now in the settlements. Yes. So
Oh yeah, no, I'm not even just like talking like I'm not even just talking music now. Someone else like mentioned earlier, but like the Coca-Cola fully AI ad. I'm seeing like fully AI ads like on in like TV commercials.
Oh, whenever we'll talk I'm, about like, AI later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's just like it's like wow, you know, not 10, 15 years ago, someone with my degree gets paid to make these commercials or work on these sets, and now that's being completely taken over. So now it's like a thing where it's like I gotta educate myself on how to use AI just so I can keep my freaking job.
Yes,
it sucks. Yeah. I freaking hate it.
Or learn to be a plumber. Like what else? Like that's the thing that is making me so mad about all of this AI crap. Obviously, we're a little passionate about the music industry, but as a whole, this AI stuff that these companies keep pushing and keep forcing down our throats and keep funding with God, we can't even fathom amounts of money. Mm-hmm. They don't want to help us. They don't want to help you write a new song.
No.
They want to take over and monopolize this entire everything. Say, oh, okay, we don't need you to do that. We're going to keep all that money. Oh, we don't need you to do that either. Art, music, banking. Like, I don't know.
It's going to be like a thing. It's AI, like, oh, you got a great sound, kid. We're going to take your songs. We're going to put it through AI. And then we can start pumping it ourselves. And we can license it as our own stuff. Yep. And you can't do anything about it.
That's right.
The way they want it, they're not even going to say, they're not even going to give the kids a chance anymore. They're like, no, we already have that music. We don't need to listen to these guys anymore. They don't care about the people.
And those
end
user license agreements, those contracts, those opt-ins, they're going to get 10 times longer and more involved with all the legalese you can imagine, just so you can use these platforms like Spotify that you wanted to listen to. Again, get off a platform like that. It's only going to get worse. But for the artist side, I don't know what to tell you besides get off Spotify, start working with Bandcamp, and tell every single fan you've ever had, this is what's going on. We have to step forward and do something, because the top Warner, and while Universal and Sony are still suing, that we don't know what's going to happen, Warner just shook hands and said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's make AI integration for everything. So how's everyone feel? Good? Cheery? Mm. Optimistic? Bright? Yeah.
I am so mad.
What's the word when you're feeling existential dread?
Are you in the middle of an existential crisis, Rowan?
Well, I mean, like I just said, like,
honestly, it could be ongoing for all of us.
Oh yeah, not even just like musician, but like even film and television. That's what I do, and that's being taken over by AI.
Oh,
am I going to be out of a job? Do I have to start putting fries in the bag?
All right,
Steve. That's what we want.
Yeah, well, until AI figures out a way to put.
Too.
Yeah, they're already doing automation for fast food places, so can't do that.
Oh great! Oh god!
Automate. Okay. You didn't see the Taco Bell in Vegas that has that fully automated thing, the drive-thru that's automated? Oh yeah, it's a big deal.
Good God.
You didn't see the pizza joint at an airport that makes the pizzas for you?
Yeah, I've seen those too, yeah. And they suck.
They really suck. Okay, real quick. Can a Fallout-style apocalypse happen so I can just roam, like, grab my buddies together and I can just be Bandit King? Because that honestly sounds like a better future for me.
Yes, but that'll be caused by AI and it'll be done wrong. Like, it'll only, like, singe all our eyebrows and that's it. So, just like a really lame cataclysmic bomb. That's it. So
I don't know, y'all. Yeah. Meteor 2026.
I'm hoping for zombie apocalypse.
I won't say this for other countries. A lot of people in America have been wishing for that meteor for a long time now, guys. It's not going to happen.
I'm not thinking meteor. I want zombie apocalypse if we have some world-ending event. At least that will be fun.
Fun, yes.
I'm over it.
You're telling me you would have fun just like getting your buddies together?
It's not going to be Zombieland. Nope, it will not be.
Brother, you don't get to choose. You could be like in the middle of the blast. So
exactly. So, all right, we have other news to talk about. Thank you for indulging us, everyone. I know that is not our typical fare for the stories we talk about, but this was a big deal that needs more attention. I urge you all, if you're interested in more, the links in the description from top music attorney Miss Crystal, who was in on the Suno lawsuits and stuff. She broke it down today for 3 hours on a live stream. She broke it out yesterday about the Spotify shenanigans. She's the source. Definitely check it out. I promise it's worth it. If you are already angry, listen to us break it down. You'll be even more angry, but more informed by doing that. See? All right. Well, who else is having a good week? Me. maybe not archenemy. They just had the bad news that archenemy has parted with Alyssa Whiteclaws after quite a few years. Not their first singer, Alyssa was. However, Alyssa Whiteclaws made a post also saying she's dropped her new debut single, The Room Where She Died, which means this was probably a planned breakup going for a while. Probably. The statement that was from one archenemy that dropped, archenemy have parted ways with singer Alyssa Whiteclaws. We're thankful for the time and music we've shared and wish her all the best. Wherever there is an ending, there is also a beginning. See you in 2026. Alyssa followed up, after 12 years at archenemy, we have parted ways. I am forever thankful to the thousands of amazing fans I've met along the way. Thank you, Beastlings. Can't wait to share what I've been working on with you all with some very big surprises in store. Stay tuned for big news in 2026. So it at least seems somewhat amicable. We don't know if there's any bad blood or how this fell out. We know both of them have plans going forward. But yeah, no more blue hair in archenemy.
You don't know. We don't know what the future looks like.
That's true. The next singer could have blue hair. What do I know? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you never know.
Very true.
Someone dyes their hair blue.
Yes. I'm a Lisa. Oh, what is it? Alicia? I'm Alicia, not Alyssa. They just chose me by name. So.
Yeah.
No. I love
Alyssa lookalike.
Yeah.
No.
We pay her less money. Oh.
That would be horrible.
It would be horrible.
I love Alyssa Whiteclaws. I got to be super honest about this one. This one sucks because she is so talented and I'm a huge fan of hers. She was never like the arch enemy. She was the arch enemy vocalist. Like when I think of arch enemy, my mind always harkens back to Angela Gassow. Like she will always be that defining arch enemy person for me. Whereas Alyssa will always be the defining agonist front person for me.
And that's what I always thought too.
Yeah, that's how I always think of it. I'm super excited to see what she does from here. Her first single's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm excited to see what archenemy does, too.
I also think wherever there is an ending, there is also a beginning. That is a statement. They would not have just thrown that in there for just whatever, especially when part saying something that her and Alyssa are done. So that has to allude to something. I don't know what that would be, but a lot of people are wanting Angela back.
Yeah, and she's spoken out. She stepped into like a manager role of the band. Like I said, I was a huge Angela archenemy fan. Like that's my pinnacle archenemy. She stepped into like that managerial role. I would be super curious to see if she was to do anything. I don't see that happening though.
Right. So, yeah, people are saying I need to listen to more of archenemy with Angela. Alyssa was good, but Angela was archenemy. So a lot of people are echoing that statements as well. We'll see sooner than later. This is not something because archenemy has dates planned, if I'm correct, in 2026, and they have other stuff too. And apparently Alyssa has her own music planned as well with a new single out. So there's definitely stuff coming. So we'll see on both sides. It doesn't seem like it's too tumultuous of a breakup. We don't know all the details, but it doesn't seem like it's get off the bus and we're abandoning you. Speaking of, the band Vitriol ditched their singer and kicked him off the bus and abandoned them. This has been
at a gas station in New York.
Was it New York or Vermont?
Was it New York?
Well, you know what? We're going to find out right here. So,
down the road for me?
Yes. He's going to knock on the door. Hey, my band members left me, man. I heard your podcast was live. Can I put a message on your podcast?
Yeah, I forget his name, but like, imagine he just like shows up behind me.
So for those who are not aware, Vitriol frontman Kyle Rasmussen is speaking out after the other three members of the band, not the original members, other members currently of Vitriol, all posted on social media that they decided to leave the band by abandoning him in a gas station as they headed home mid-tour. The story has now expired from Keith Marrow's Instagram stories. All three members have left Vitriol and said they will make their own band with a quote. Gotta get this right. Myself, Andy, Brett, and Matt will not take Kyle's cowardly and weak outbursts of misplaced anger. We gave everything we had, and now we have now left you with nothing. Mass exodus. This was the darkest day of my music career to date. That's a little more tumultuous than the archenemy situation. This marks the second time in 2 years that Vitriol have faced mid-tour defections. I almost said defecations. Boy, that's a terrible... Well, you know what? I don't know what's going on the bus. Whatever. As founding bassist and co-vocalist Adam Roethlisberger followed on early year departure of mid-bass. Jeez! Who was it? Was Alex or Ro? Which one of you looked it up, said how many band members have been through Vitriol?
It was me, yeah. 19.
That is Puddle of Mud levels with Wes Scantlin, everybody. That is way up there.
That is worse than Pentagram, a band that has existed for 50 years. It's like,
well, yeah, when people pass on from natural causes, yeah, of course they're going to have to change them out. But
I know, yeah, like so, 19, and this band is only like, as far back as I know, this band has only been releasing music since like 2013. So 12 years, 19 members in 12 years. Mm-hmm. My God.
So the responses come from Kyle Rasmussen, who said in two posts, one yesterday, one today, the video I believe is still up on Instagram from Kyle's response. I don't have it pulled up here. It was important to me to see how Keith, Brett, and Andy decided to handle this the following day. Unfortunately, they chose to double down and they are sharing information with people I care about that simply is just not true. Some of it's an exaggeration, some of it's outright fallacious. I didn't threaten him physically. I didn't touch him. He leaves. I try to go back to sleep. At this stage, I'm not thinking that the situation is that dire. But while he admits that he blew a lid, admitting that he reacted angrily, we don't know how many times this has happened, he didn't think anything was significantly wrong until he told the other band members were packing up their things. Rasmussen said he was then confronted by other band members saying that he couldn't talk to them like that, and when he questioned Mero entering his private space and being hostile, the dispute went nuclear. From the outside, if I saw this, I would have to assume that this was just a pressure cooker of animosity that exploded into extreme. It was an extreme action. It was a drugged out temper tantrum. This is where the drug accusations come in. Some of those have popped up as well. So this is where it gets dark. The claim from the singer was that he was not the only one abandoned. You know who else was abandoned on the side of the road?
Not the puppy.
Wife and doggo, who were on the road with him, is what they're saying. They didn't just, by the way, using vitriol warfare, using the Instagram, they didn't just leave me stranded. They also abandoned Maggie and Ghost. Please do not contribute without entertaining everyone's side of the story. So he's telling everyone, get all the points. They have a GoFundMe to get them back home to Oregon. They are either in Vermont or New York. I don't know which. Doesn't matter at that point. So now I feel like everyone's a jerk and a monster.
You know, I don't, what sucks?
Go ahead.
Oh, sir.
No, go ahead.
I've heard their name in passing before, but then like when I saw this story starting to blow up, I decided to finally give their music a listen to, and I listened to their latest album. And what sucks is that I liked the album. So now I'm thinking like, oh, if someone's a POS, it's just like, oh, that's another band adding to the list.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
And we don't know, like, we're aware that this guy has had issues with previous band members enough to almost fill a baseball team. But we now know that the other band members might also have accusations against them about drug use. We don't know anything yet. And now the singer is claiming him, his wife, and his dog were abandoned, not just him. That's nuts. So,
dog did not ask for this, man.
Nope.
No, the dog did not deserve that. You couldn't just, like, I don't know, take the dog with you or something.
I don't know. What's going to come next for this? I know this is not the end for the vitriol shenanigans. I don't know how else to describe it, but this has been a big story of the last 48 hours, just following what's going on with Kyle Rasmussen. People now know of vitriol as the guy that got left at a bus stop or a gas station.
The guy who's run through 19 members and got left at a gas station.
Once you get double digits, isn't it time to go like, maybe it's me?
Yeah, no, that's like the thing. He says to, like, you know, get all the facts first. And like, we're still, the story's still developing. But I mean, like, that's a bad sign. That's a bad sign.
So
you guys, you know how music pops into my head? I have Taylor Swift in my head now. I'm the problem. It's me. That's Kyle. That's Kyle now.
Oh, Kyle's version. Yep. Kyle's version of Taylor. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brain. Appreciate it.
Maybe Vitriol should do what I Prevailed did and make a Taylor Swift cover in their style.
Is that how he bounces back?
It'd be pretty fitting.
He records his wife records it on Instagram, just posted it live, said, this is what I have to resort to do to get some money back on GoFundMe.
And then he sings the wrong song,
like Shake It Off or something, just gets it wrong.
And to be fair, how awesome would it be if we had a death metal cover of a Taylor Swift song?
Oh, I'm sure it exists. It has to. I don't know who's done it. I'm confident it exists. I mean, Corey Taylor has performed Pink Pony Club. Okay.
Yeah.
So true. You know what? It totally is possible. Speaking of the impossible being possible, guess who's back? Axl Rose and Slash taking Guns N' Roses on a big fatty world tour in 2026 with not one, but two new songs coming as soon as next week. New Guns N' Roses music in 2025. Boy, I did not see this coming.
I can't wait to never listen to this.
Oh, I think for the podcast, you're going to have to be curious enough to want to listen to at least one of them.
Okay, you're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it like Clockwork Orange style or something. You got to put me in a straitjacket or something.
No, we had to listen to that canceled EP from Motley Crue. We can stomach a Guns N' Roses song.
You know what? That is the low bar. So, man, if it's as bad as the... It cannot be as bad as the canceled EP. I'm willing to bet that one. I am not a betting man. No, but, that's a bet, okay?
Ugh. Yeah, but you're comparing garbage to hot garbage.
I am. I agree. No, I agree. It's like when I have to take out the kitty litter. That garbage. I agree. But, oh man. So, McKay can tease Nothing. The name of the new song is Nothing, or Nothing, excuse me. It's called Nothing. Dave Duncan Pagan mentioned Guns N' Roses' new song, Nothing. And there he is.
So I roll off tone.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, sorry, because it's going to get claimed. But yeah, Duff's talking about the new song, Nothing, or Nothing, depending on how you want to say it. It's coming soon. Real soon. This is the first new music since a few years ago when they had I want to say it was a new EP. Was that what it was after Not Chinese Democracy? Like it was like Hard School or something like, yeah, Hard School. Yeah.
I forget the name.
That
though.
Sequel.
Yeah.
It was a B-side from Appetite for Destruction that they had never released.
Exactly. Well, apparently this is new. The two new songs, Nothing and Atlas, will be out December 2nd. So you know what? That's very soon. They called it right in time for next week's podcast. Rowan has Song of the Week next week. Let's see what he picks.
No equipment.
Yes, everyone has the same junk. It'll be nothing. A whole lot of nothing. Song's going to be nothing. Yeah, I know. Guys, at least save your jokes until you hear the song. We don't know what to expect.
It's like a Seinfeld joke. What's the song called?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Nothing. Yeah. Who's singing? No one. Okay.
Well, Axl. Oh, yeah. Great. Awesome. Well,
we shall see. Is it part of a new
album?
If Axl
wasn't singing, this song might actually stand a chance.
They're also saying this stands as standalone singles or could be part of an EP or full album. There's no real commitment. As of now, standalone singles. However, if they're announcing this fatty world tour for next year, again, true world tour, they're going several continents, starting through Central America, going to South America, then North America, then Europe, then back to the United States, it's all over. Sorry, Australia and Africa. Guns N' Roses doesn't care about you. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It says world tour, and it is a lot, but yeah, they're going from March till September. A lot of dates, a lot. They're planning on working next year. Take it for what it's worth. But next year, Guns N' Roses returns big. Everyone excited?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You sound like you're a little kid that had to go to the dentist.
Woo.
I get to pick a toy out of the cabinet after getting cavities filled. Yay.
I haven't been this excited since tax season.
The one you owed. Yeah.
Yeah, the one where the IRS came, like, caught up.
Yeah, exactly. After you've been, that's way worse. Yay.
It was a bit of a Ted Beneke situation, if anyone gets that reference.
You saw them. That's okay. I already saw them live nearly 3 years ago. Jeez. Yeah, Gretchen and I saw them in 2019. We didn't love it. We did not love it. So,
I mean, they just wrapped up their Because What You Want and What You Get Are Two Completely Different Things tour.
Mm-hmm. And this tour is bigger. Like, it's significantly bigger. Looking at all the states they're going through, or the countries they're going through, it's much bigger. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. And they might have more new music to play on those shows. Nothing, Atlas, and whatever else they can come up with. Man,
it feels like they have been colliding on on Appetite since Appetite came out. I think 87? I think that that's just like something that like everyone kind of knows at this point.
I think it's because, and that's why I think this most recent run of tours has been so successful, because they in 2016 they launched their Not in This Lifetime tour, mm-hmm. and that stretched for 3 years, and that was the first time the original lineup
was back,
had gotten back together. Well, I mean.
Most over oh, half, over half there, the lineup, yeah. over half the
like
lineup.
Three out of five. Yeah.
Missing Izzy, but still Axl and even Slash
I,
and Duff.
Yeah. But even I counted that too. It's like, that is a true return. I counted that yeah. as well. 2026. So, that was a big deal. So now 10 years later, big fatty tour with, there are new songs. I would not discredit that. So we'll hope. I'll give a listen. I will listen on Tuesday when it drops, because curiosity has already gotten me. Not like Motley Crue. Motley Crue, I would just like, oh, what are they going to do now? This is like, all right, let's see what you got. More out of curious as opposed to dread. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's okay. Fair.
Yeah. So, by the way, this picture that Loudwire chose, Slash at least in mid guitar, at least looks like he's aged appropriately. That is not even the same human being Axl Rose as he was Appetite for Destruction. Looks like a totally different person. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Life happens.
Life happened a lot to Axl.
Yeah, you're comparing a 20-year-old to a 60-year-old.
Well, life happens hard sometimes.
Yeah, life happened a lot harder for that 20-year-old to a 60-year-old. A lot harder. Lots. So, we'll move on. Talking about international stuff, like world tours. Warped Tours going international. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, like with Warped Tour in Orlando, how it did go mostly well. And like they did put in a lot of effort. Well, next year they're adding two dates, and that's Canada and Mexico. If it'll load, there we go. I think this is an appropriate way to venture and make it bigger, because they're only doing one Warped Tour a month, and they're all separated out by significant spaces. Washington, D.C., June, Long Beach, California, July, Montreal in August, Mexico City in September, Orlando, Florida, November. That's enough space. I think they can learn and from what happened this year and figure out how to make things bigger and make people happy and get the appropriate lineups for all five different cities and possibly give Asking Alexandria a break. If they book them again, that's a problem. That's just trolling at that point. So
expectations, keep them low.
Yeah. Yeah. Any thoughts on the Warped Tour updates?
I'll say, like, I think I said this last week. I feel like once they, the more they do this, the better they'll be able to like plan better, like future shows. Cause yeah. I mean, like, practice makes perfect. I feel like a festival kind of goes the same way. Again, just like, you know, maybe just don't bring back Asking Alexandria, because that was kind of a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they can also learn from what they did wrong to improve on it. And I think expanding it to other cities and more worldwide is a very smart move.
Question for you, Alex. Is Shoreline Waterfront the same venue as last year?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be the same parking, walk 40 minutes from your car to get to the venue. And that's why people left early, because they were so fed up. Okay, so didn't learn too much from that, but maybe the other ones they did. Maybe. So, because Orlando's the same, DC's the same, and then obviously Montreal, Mexico City will be big. Someone just said in the chat, that Mexico City one's going to be sold out and crazy.
Yes. Dude, remember the guy we talked to in Chicago? Mm-hmm. Like, he and his friends were always so stoked to hit these really big, fun rock festivals in Mexico. This is going to be like that.
Amplified, because like in Mexico City, apparently, there's no curfew cutoff for concerts. Like, you don't have to be done by 11 or 12, even for festivals. So it goes to 2 or 3 a.m. Doesn't matter.
Party.
Mm-hmm. A Warped Tour party in September.
Woo! So,
hopefully, again, if the lineup's good, I would go. Because they did a lot of things right. They did things I didn't love. But again, they did a lot of things right. And they're trying.
That's the thing.
They are putting an effort. So.
And you and I talked about that as well. Because I was griping, not on air, about I had such high expectations for this lineup. And I'm like, well, I know better than to keep my expectations too high.
I
hope they learn from that. Because they did not, in my personal opinion, they did not come out of the gate swinging for their big 30th anniversary.
I agree. And I said the same thing, not for all three.
Nope.
They need one big solid headliner for each of these five dates. It would work out. Rowan, we'll send you up to Canada. Get your passport. Learn French.
I'm only like 4 hours away from the border.
I was going to say, you're the closest to Canada. DC's close to me.
I've been to Canada too. It's not, well, there you go. Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
My singer lives in Canada. I can visit him.
Ooh, there
Yay.
You go.
Yeah. See?
Well, now you got to get on that.
I'm coming your
way. You got to get you on that small stage too. Like that, the local stage. Yeah.
Whatever it's not Ernie Ball anymore, but whatever it is.
Whatever
called.
It's called, whatever it's sponsored. Yeah.
We'll be like president. We'll be like our debut show will just happen to be a major festival.
Well, I mean, they're coming in the States next year anyway. So I can, with Bad Omens, I can totally see them doing some of these dates as well. President at Warped
Tour. Oh, president is not coming. President's coming earlier than that. They have a show playing like next month.
They'll come back
in my city.
They'll totally come back for Warped Tour. They don't care. Uh-huh. Get your speculation in now for who's going to play Warped Tour 2026. It could be wildly different for each lineup. I kind of hope it's a little different for each one, but again, one solid headliner for each would seal the deal. Not Machine Gun Kelly twice and expecting that to make everyone happy. Okay. Sorry. That's bonkers. So finally, we end with some good news before we get to our regular stuff. It's important to celebrate good news here on the podcast that rocked. Not only did Jay Weinberg release an awesome new single, his first single with featuring George Clark of Death Heaven, it's awesome. Well, now he's making his own band with his wife. They just made the announcement today. Expecting a little Jay Weinberg baby with his wife. I think this is awesome. They made the announcement. Sweet little post on Instagram. They've been married for a while. I truly feel Jay's doing 1,000 times better now. He's happy. He is single. It's great. The one he made with George Clark, it's called Sandstone. Check that out. And looks like we'll have another drummer in the world coming soon because he comes from a long pedigree of drummers, successful drummers. His dad, drummer for Bruce Springsteen and played at the Super Bowl and played for Conan for years. Jay Slipknot now doing his own thing with Suicidal Tendencies as well. What's this third little Weinberg going to be?
What an Watch, act
he's
going to
be a
rebellion.
Lawyer.
I was going to say, in an act of rebellion, he plays a different instrument, like he's guitar or bass or something.
I'm thinking he's going even further. He's going to be like, you know what, Dad? I want to be a doctor.
No, like, my son, why?
It's like, I have no son.
Yes, exactly. Are you playing with a stethoscope? Put that down and pick up the drumsticks.
You want to cure cancer? How dare you?
So again,
congratulations to the Weinbergs. We now go to our regularly scheduled shenanigans that we usually like to. I'm just going to leave the nice little post up right here because that's wholesome. Can't even see it all the way because OBS and Instagram are fighting each other. But you know what? Wholesomeness sometimes we need. We're not going to talk about, however, our regular information. We got some upcoming tours and albums that did get announced, a few of them. Because this is a holiday weekend here in the United States, the tumultuous one where fistfights break out over a turkey. However, some news. Any upcoming tours that got announced, Alex?
Yeah. Hang on. You guys are glitching a little bit.
Discord's a little
glitchy. I'm not glitching.
Okay. Yeah. Alex, we'll go backwards. Rowan, are you ready for albums?
I am.
Wait, no, I'm ready.
Okay, Rowan. Okay, Alex, are you ready? Okay. There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't all skippy. I thought it was a Discord issue.
Yeah, it was a Discord issue.
Perfect. Okay. So. As long as it's not my connection. Yes. Okay. Megadeth have announced a Canadian tour. So that's going to be some fun for Canada. Mm-hmm. Rowan's going to go check that one out for us.
More plausible than the moon. So good for them.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get to. Also, they have a good lineup with them, if I'm correct. Support. They have a good support act.
Yeah. We've got... Anthrax and Exodus. Oh yeah, that'll be super rad.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's an appropriate thrashy tour. So you know what, Canada, that's a good start for you guys next year.
That's super fun.
I might try to go to that if there's like one right by the border.
Yeah.
Well, and then later in the year, Megadeth is going to be joining Iron Maiden again. We talked about that a bit, and then a lot of Anthrax with Iron Maiden. So Megadeth, go check it out in Canada. We've got Guns N' Roses. We already talked about that. The Goo Goo Dolls are going to be playing a little bit at the end of this year and next year. Then we've got Sepultura. They just announced their final European show featuring Biohazard, Malevolence, Sacred Reich, and Crypta.
Interesting lineup, but it can work. It'll totally work.
Well, it's a crazy send off for Europe. So that'll be super rad. Howling Giant and Insomniac announced a North American tour. Machine Head just announced an Evening With styled European tour, which would also be kind of fun. So,
yeah,
that's it. That's all I got.
Very nice. Rowan, how about albums coming out this Black Friday, November 28th?
It's a decent lineup, especially if you're a big black metal fan, because there's actually a few bands in the genre that are releasing. First of all, we have 1349 coming out with Winter Mass. We got, I'm sorry in advance if I mispronounce this name, Blood Aus Nord with Ethereal Horizons. We have death metal band Equilibrium. German folk metal band Equilibrium releasing Equinox through Nuclear Blast. And then finally, this is kind of a cool one. We have Malefic Throne with The Conquering Darkness. This is the debut album of a death metal group that are featuring members from, Morbid Angel. Yeah, Morbid Angel members are in this band. And again, no, it's like a death metal supergroup. So I don't know.
Black Friday is right. Sweet mercy. This is the darkest Friday we've had ever. Woof. So
I didn't even think of that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. It is Alex's turn for Song of the Week. Alex, I also chose this one for Heavy's Metal Picks this week, so you picked a good one. Would you like to talk about the Song of the Week this week?
Sure. I am super impressed with what Sumerian's putting out right now. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely one of those. The artist, I kind of did a little bit of digging into some of the other stuff she's done. And she's fun. She's kind of kooky. She's done a couple of like interviews here and there where she's like, I'm pop metal, which kind of fits the theme of what's gaining a lot of traction these days in this music vein. But Vana, mm-hmm. Pray is the first official release from Vana on Sumerian Records. And I really like the groove. I like the way it sounds. And I'm excited to see what she puts out from here.
She can get quite loud. That still shot of her right now on screen. Yeah, that's appropriate one for the music videos too. So Vana Pray from New Zealand. I wonder if she uses all the New Zealand lingo, like just funny words for everything. So we'll have to find out if we ever get to interview her. That being said, we do have two super chats. If you have any other super chats, everybody, just let us know. It's still not too late to get them in. From Ellie Yeet, considering that tonight is also the world premiere of the first half of the fifth and final season of Stranger Things, here's a prediction. Vecna is defeated by the music of Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, because Metallica in the last season too. Gotcha. See, I have not kept up with all Stranger Things. I only watched the first two seasons and that's it.
Well, now they're 45, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It turns out the girl who played 11 is a mother now, actually. That's actually true.
Yeah, she's 21 in IRL. So, yeah.
Her and John Bon Jovi's son had a baby. Well, they adopted a baby girl.
Oh, see, that's
they adopted? Great. Oh, I thought
they adopted her.
They
adopted her.
See, that's a great story, though. And I really do agree with all the media stuff. It's like, maybe leave this woman alone. She's been hounded since she's been 11. Literally. Said maybe just leave her alone and let her have a life. So I can never remember her name. Haley Bobby Brown. Is that it? Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah. And then John Bon Jovi's son.
Yeah.
Haley Bobby Brown. I don't know his name. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Hyphenate the name if they get
that's the name of the kid.
Yes. Also from LAE. Also time for some PTSD. My favorite color is. On Patreon and YouTube membership, that's the new video he's highlighting. Thank you very much. I posted a new video. Again, if you have YouTube membership or Patreon, you get that video early. It's available for you right now. It's about AJR, and it's not fun. So, also, thank you, Rockin' Movies with Tyler, for renewing your channel membership. Very much appreciated you do that during these streams. It helps push things out. So, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Let me refresh because we do have at least one festival to book. Please hit the like button if you haven't already. It does help out a ton. We still have more likes, so we may not get our current one because I knew it's a holiday weekend. People are traveling right now. I knew that was going to happen. But if you get your likes in and you're watching, if we can get one more Fest Festival round and help out. Alex and Rowan, are you ready to book a festival for Ellie Yeet?
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Very nice. Every week when we get certain super chats or hit a like goal, we book a random festival. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible. Last week was interesting. Is that a good way to say it? It wasn't the worst, but it was interesting to say the least. So while you guys hit the like button, please do so. I'm going to pull this up. Make sure you guys know I'm not cheating. Rock and roll. Dun, dun, dun. There we go. I'm really hoping for Ellie Yeet, because sometimes Ellie Yeet is one of our most faithful super chatters, but also sometimes he gets screwed over. So we're really hoping.
Did he get Psycho Center that one time?
Yes, he did. He got the worst one in the history of the show. Yes, yeah. He did. That is very true. So we'll go right here. All right. Yeet Fest, band number one. You got Amigo the Devil. You're getting some dark folk music. That is a pretty cool opener, to be fair. That's a good, solid opener. So
he's so fun.
He is. Number two, Within Temptation. Nothing like Amigo the Devil, but a lot of fun. Symphonic metal. Yeah.
I like it. I like the vibe.
Number three, Rancid. I think we had those last week.
We did.
Yes, we did. So we're going to move on from Rancid. Number three, Bowling for Soup. The vibe of Yeet Fest is interesting, but you know what? I don't hate it. It's really not bad. And number four, Sack Squatch.
This is such a weird lineup. There's no big names, but this is so...
We'll have Within Temptation headline.
For some reason, Sax Squatch ties it together for me. I think this is fun. I'll totally go.
I don't know, guys. It's a blast because you have so much
Sasquatch doing something with Bowling for Soup.
Exactly, right? And like he does the slow mosh pit or the slow circle pits. Like people just kind of groove around and dance and do that. That's what they did when I saw him live. It's pretty fun because like we got Amigo the Devil, Sasquatch, Bowling for Soup. That's a lot of cheeky, fun, good times right there. And then with them temptation to burn it all down. So you know what? I'm happy with it.
I like to think that he'll just randomly play the sax solo from Emergence.
Yeah. Oh, they have to bring Sax Watch up on stage with Sharon Den Adel. They have to. There's no way they wouldn't, right? And heck, bring Amigo up there, too. He can play banjo for one of the songs. Who cares? He plays guitar also. It's fine.
For some reason, Amigo and Within Temptation work for me. They're both like that spooky, dark, but kind of different instruments, and 100%. I like it.
Yeah. So, you know what? And then Bowling for Soup can just do fart jokes in the background. Yes, that actually is appropriate for Bowling for Soup.
So, this is like the equivalent. This whole lineup is like the equivalent of getting your buddies together to watch a bad movie. But you all know it's a bad movie. So you just get like really drunk and just have fun with it.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually not a bad way to put it. But you know something really cool is going to happen like with the Temptations. You're like, there's like that one serious part that everyone loves. So you know what? Not bad, Yeet Fest. Appropriate for a holiday weekend. So, that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning to us on this holiday week. We know people weren't going to tune in as much, especially with the crazy stuff going on. Thank you for sticking with us. We'll be back to our regular shenanigans next week. Also in December, things to look forward to, we will have our podcast, whatever week it is, where we talk about the best and worst of 2025. There's a lot. So, it'll be nuts when we decide to do that. We'll be talking about also getting our list together, our favorite albums and songs of the year. We'll do all the fun stuff on this channel. I'll see if Alex and Rowan are also a part of like just making their own list, because I want them to get some attention to, like, at least doesn't have to be a countdown, but just like get together what your thoughts are, because I want you guys to give your thoughts and opinions too on the podcast. So that being said, I guess I can take it off Sasquatch. Bye, Sasquatch. Thank you for coming. Hope you find your dad. There we go. So
what?
It's from Elf. There we go. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Yeah. So that being said, Alex, you have anything you would like to add?
If you've not checked out the Pretty Wilds album that dropped last Friday, it is super fun. I really like it. 0 Point Genesis.
Very good recommendation. It is fun too. Yes. Like it's appropriate, angry, new metal fun, like the good stuff.
Yes.
So
like it's hard for me to get like super excited about new albums. And this one, not super excited, but I enjoyed every song, which is, that's good. I would definitely check it out.
Gotcha. Rowan, how about you?
Yeah, just because some people have pointed out. So no, I'm not in another interrogation room. I don't know when you would see an interrogation room with
basketball
hoops. Yeah. I'm in my parents. I'm in a den at my parents' place, but really this is where my brother practically lives. That's where he sleeps. Not even joking. I started moving into my new apartment today, and just with the timing with Thanksgiving, it's just been a little bit hectic, really. Still waiting on some stuff to actually like get delivered there. So I'm just at my parents' place. That's why I'm on my laptop with this really crappy built-in camera. And no, yeah, like hopefully by next week, I'll be in a much more like situated place, really. Just been really hectic. But hey, if anyone lives near the Lower East Side and would love to help me move, I'll buy you beer and we can listen to Via Nova afterwards. That's an open invitation.
It's a pretty sweet deal, guys. Should check that out. Also, if just reminder, thank you, Heavies, for sponsoring this podcast. Black Friday is the biggest sale Heavies has all year. So if you've ever been interested in Heavies, 25% off site-wide. Everything. It's the biggest sale they have all year. So everything from the headphones and earbuds all the way to the shells and the gaming mic and all the smaller stuff too. Everything. So this is the weekend to do it. Also, thank you guys so much for checking things out. If you're on Patreon or YouTube membership, I'll say it one more time. You have a new video waiting for you. It's a video people have been asking for years and it's done now. So thank you so much for tuning in. Leave comments. Let us know what you think about all the Warner Suno garbage because it's a lot. Alex, last week's joke. What do you have this
week? I don't even remember it.
See, there you go. I spoiled it for you because I knew what it was.
Oh, you ruined my spam joke. That's right.
Yeah, I ruined it. Yeah.
You ruined it.
But 2 weeks ago, no, 3 weeks ago, we had the ultimate,
the ultimate joke. Chat that... after a joke so good. So
oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
My screwdriver, Steve.
All right, Steve. Yeah. Steve's in the chat. If you're ready, it's time for another joke.
We still all gotta right, make right. a hot mustard cocktail.
Oh, gross. Why? I forgot about that. Let me forget in peace.
What was the name? That wasn't the name of it. I know what you're talking about.
Tropical mustard.
Oh,
Steve's and the tropical
half
mustard.
Half monster, half Coors Light, served warm in Florida.
Yeah. See, guys, this is what you do. You take half a can of Monster, half a Coors, pour that in, then just leave it out in the sun for 6 hours.
You act like that hasn't happened in Florida. You act like that has not happened before.
Honestly, it happens at a lot of concerts. Let's
yeah, I'm
going to
say, yeah, it probably has. So, all right, Alex. All right.
God.
This is Alex.
So, because of where we are in the US, we've obviously got Thanksgiving tomorrow. Turkey's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be addicted to Thanksgiving leftovers, but I finally quit cold turkey.
Got a smile
like
out of me.
Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a grin out of me. Yeah. Okay.
It made
that's
sense.
Like a, that's like worth, that's worthy of like, that's not a full clap. That's like a golf clap. Hang on.
A golf clap.
There we go. Yeah.
So I think that was a nice little peaceful joke after our angry AI discussion. I think that's very fair. Oh, someone got a big lol. Nope. Smiley nope. face. XDDDD. Dang it.
I think they're throwing turkeys
Someone's
now.
Someone's throwing actual turkeys at you. Someone's throwing saxophones at you.
Actually, wait. Do you guys actually want to hear a funny turkey story?
Go for it.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Turns out my dad told me this 3 days ago, but this is like when I was like a really little kid. He was running along the riverside one day, and on the road was a turkey, like a big turkey according to him, and he was just trying to like shoo it away, and it wasn't like looking at him, it was like looking off into the horizon. So he picked up a rock, threw it at the turkey to hopefully scare it away. The turkey looks down at the rock, looks up at my dad, and then pivots its whole body towards my dad, and my dad was like, okay, I'm not gonna mess with this turkey, and he just runs in the direction. So a turkey just sized up my dad and scared him off.
And that's how your dad learned that you cannot win a fight with a turkey.
Yeah. You shouldn't go picking fights with turkeys in the first place.
I just love it. The way he described it. It's like, you know, the turkey looks at the rock, sidestep, and then you hear like boss fight music. a little how far it appears at the bottom.
It sounds like some wives' tale. Like, this is why you never pick a fight with a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? Like, one of those wives' tale sayings.
With a rock, yeah.
Imagine, like, having a Dark Souls style fight with a turkey.
Elden Ring style, yeah.
Yeah.
someone's giving hearts. That's very kind. See, that's the appropriate kind of satisfaction we need on the podcast that rocked. Also, thank you guys so much. Steve's, we will see you next week. December is coming, lists are coming, end of year shenanigans are coming, and hopefully the AI apocalypse holds off until the end of the year. Thank you, everyone.
I mean, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I mean, happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for what you got, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Gratitude. Bye.
Say what you're thankful about while you still have it, because it's gonna leave soon and be replaced by AI.
Dad lost the turkey war. We lost the emu war. What the hell does that mean?
What in the world?
What the hell is the emo
war? Oh, because he's in Australia. No, he's Australian. That was an actual thing. Yeah. It makes sense.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get near an emu. That thing's bigger than me.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving we deep fried an emu. Ugh.
Emus are meat.
Have you ever seen like an emu egg or an ostrich egg? It's like the size of a basketball.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen emus' claws? Jeez.
There we go.
Are you being serious?
Those Los Angeles emus that Alex runs into.